the goddess Athena. Perseus left the palace and walked along the beach, staring out across the sea to the north. In his heart, he was sad and worried. He wished to prove that he was a great hero, but he did not know about this Medusa, where to find her, or how to defeat her. As he stood looking out at the water, a beautiful woman approached him carrying a shield, helmet, and pair of boots. As the woman came closer, she seemed to be surrounded by a bright light, and Perseus could not look directly at her.
"Certainly, you are a goddess,"
Perseus said and bowed down low to the ground.
"Stand up, my child,"
said the goddess.
"I am the goddess Athena. I have come to bring you three gifts."
"So you know of the adventure I have ahead?" said Perseus.
"Yes, my child. Do not fear, Medusa, because the gods will help you. Hades, god of the underworld, has sent you this helmet. When wearing this helmet, you will be invisible to human eyes. Apollo, the voice of the gods, has sent you these magic boots. With these boots on, you can fly like a bird. Lastly, I have made you a special shield that is made from a pure metal and works like a mirror. This shield is perhaps the most important gift. You will need it to complete your task."
"Oh, great Athena, thank you for these kind gifts. I am sure, with the gods protecting me, that I will not fail to kill Medusa. But can you tell me more about Medusa? I do not even know what it is that I must fight." Perseus looked troubled.
"To learn more about Medusa,"
said Athena,
"go and visit the three blind sisters in the island north of here."
Athena then disappeared, leaving Perseus alone on the beach.